Agencies can now access a host of tools, guidance, and advice for jumping deeper into the mobile world. The Office of Management and Budget marked the one-year anniversary of the Digital Government Strategy Thursday by expanding the range of ways agencies can implement smartphones, tablet computers, and mobile apps. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller is here with details on those new tools and the expectations you can have. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so what tools and guidance came out yesterday?
Well, there was quite a few, and the laundry list is quite long. But the tools break down really into three big umbrella areas. The tools focus on information, tools that focus on shared platforms, and finally, there's those tools that focus on helping agencies meet customer needs and expectations better. Stephen Van Roekel is the Federal Chief Information Officer. He describes how the data tools will help agencies internally and externally.
Today, we're announcing the launch of our API catalog with over 400 APIs inside the catalog, allowing developers to link up programmatically to government resources and data streams there. Most of the agencies of government have also launched their developer pages. So if you go to the agency website /developer, you can see information on how to access those APIs and to utilize those resources. And then today also marks the launch of a new beta version of data.gov that really embraces the principles of the open data policy and brings a new model to the way we present government data.
Now, you heard Van Roekel mention APIs. That's Application Programming Interface. Basically, it's a piece of software that lets people more easily develop mobile apps, access data in a more standardized way. Now, the shared platform area, the second area, is probably what's going to bring the biggest benefits to the agencies. OMB and an interagency team led by the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, Justice, and the National Institute of Standards and Technology released a mobile security baseline, a mobile security architecture, and use cases. Van Roekel says the guidance focuses on government-furnished devices initially.
What we intended to do here is lay out a consistent way of approaching this across government and get that out there in a way that we can really catalyze and accelerate the use of smart technology. The way I really think about this is I think the future for us really holds a future where mobile is the default computing platform. You know, today we treat mobile and we treat on-premise computers, laptops, desktops, things like that as separate computing environments. There's actually kind of separate security guidelines or separate ways of deploying applications or separate way of managing it. Computing and in the pace of innovation, you know, Moore's Law continues to crank along. I think will drive us to a world where we pull the device out of our pocket and we dock it on our desk, or we throw things up onto a television screen in proximity to us. And we're not far from mobile being the default computing environment. And the fact that we treat them differently is a disconnect.
Now, the security baseline and architecture, the app development, and the new mobile device management guidelines are all the three pieces for better security around managing mobile devices and apps. Now, the third area of focus from the strategy is customer-centric, which builds upon both the Open Data Executive Order and policy that came out about 10 days ago. And this area includes a new web analytics tool that will let agencies better understand the who and what or how citizens are using their websites and data. And let me be clear here. When we say who, it's not Tom Temin or Emily Kopp per se. It's we had some people coming to our site that looked at this web page, and they took them 6 clicks to get what they need. And then by that, they can then make better decisions about how to set up websites, what services they're looking for. And we do have a full link to those tools, to the guidance, all the information on federalnewsradio.com.
All right, so a lot of stuff there, Jason, but what does it mean for agencies?
I think that's the big question, because when OMB and GSA and the CIO Council put out all this information, agencies kind of have to bring it back in and say, how do I use it? What does it mean? And basically, Van Roekel says, you know, you got to take all these tools, all the strategy, the executive order, the memo, around open data, and really it's going to open doors for agencies in many ways.
All of that stuff, you know, is a big, giant innovation permission slip for people. It's telling government now is the time to innovate in a fiscally constrained environment where you've got the pressure of cybersecurity, you've got the pressure of citizen expectations, you know, really expecting more digitally from their government. You know, how do you meet those two together? How do you take fiscal constraint with all those other pressures and bring them together to deliver a great product? And it's about innovating and doing innovation in the context of efficiency and effectiveness. And so we're, you know, a lot of what you see in the digital strategy on how are we buying mobile, how are we driving these things, to how do we build the next generation of apps, you know, not only thinks about risk and cyber and other things, but how can we do that in an efficient, effective way.
Now, Van Ruckel says all this work really sets a foundation for the next phase of federal computing. Now, in OMB and the CIO Council are far from done. More tools are coming, including a bring-your-own-device security guidance. This current set of security guidance only really addresses when the government gives the employee the phone, but there's a lot of agencies moving over into the BYOD world, and I think that's another big area that the CIO Council and this group has got to address. Now, Van Ruckel says even more policy also is possible, depending on what they find as the agencies implement and begin using these new tools and guidances. He also says that the tools and guidance should help agencies change their mindsets. The goal is to use data differently, both in how they deploy systems and how they meet customer needs. Van Ruckel likes to say agencies need to start looking outside in instead of inside out.
We are speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. And I just have to tell you, Jason, a few minutes ago when you mentioned how the OMB is trying to understand the who in the mobility world, 10 years ago, if we'd had that conversation, it would have been like, can you fit Roger Daughtry onto your iPod? Anyhow, are agencies, though, really moving toward all this mobile computing? I mean, we hear so much about it. What progress has there been, do you think, over the past year?
I mean, that's one of those questions that's really hard to answer in many ways, because nearly every CIO, for instance, I talk with tells me about some pilot or app that's under development, but they're still tapping in pockets. It's not a widespread across the government. But as part of this one-year anniversary of the digital government strategy, the milestones, weren't just from OMB or the CIO Council or even the General Services Administrations to meet. Every agency actually had something to accomplish. So what did they accomplish? Well, Van Ruckel says many agencies actually met the requirement to make the data from at least two major existing customer-facing systems available through these web APIs, also to apply metadata tagging and publish a plan to transition additional high-value systems.
The two is really the crawl of a crawl, walk, run, though, and really focused on how are we teaching agencies how to build these APIs, getting them the expertise to institutionalize it internally, understanding as now that the open data policy is out and the executive order there, how are they then wiring up these open data streams that they're going to create with APIs, both internally and externally, to utilize those systems. And so I think it's the first step of many that we'll see really turning into quite the phenomenon across government.
And there's a complete list of those 400 APIs on data.gov, which, as you heard earlier in our conversation, there's a new beta version of data.gov as well, which Van Ruckel is very excited about because it's a different way to present tools, present data to the developer community. Now, Van Ruckel also offers this recent example about what's actually innovation and progress at one agency who was using data to improve their services to citizens.
From a mobile app standpoint and an effort online is the Federal Student Aid Group at the Department of Education. They announced as part of the digital government one-year anniversary the launch of a student aid app. Prior to this administration, Department of Education Student Aid Group actually had 14 different websites that would allow students to learn about student aid, to apply, different websites to reapply and things like that. And they've been doing really great work thinking in a very customer-centric way on how to bring all that together. And today they launched an app as a part of that with some APIs and other things. And so it's really exciting to see what analytics and other things can tell us to do, not only from how are people utilizing the web, but where should we invest, where should we double down and understand customers in a way that the private sector does.
And OMB expects more agencies to follow in the footsteps of the Federal Student Aid Office in how they present data and websites to the public. For instance, the Office of Personnel Management issued an updated app for its usajobs.gov website. Transportation released an updated app for its Safer Bus website. And there are dozens of other agencies that have put out apps over the last year, but they're all compiled in one list on the White House website. Again, we have a link to all this data, all this information on federalnewsradio.com. And, of course, all of this effort, it's just the one-year anniversary, but it's really just the beginning. As Steve Van Ruckel, you heard him say, the crawl of the crawl, walk, run approach to mobile computing.
And just to follow up, Jason, I think there's one agency that is walking. Yesterday, I moderated the panel of the monthly Affirm meeting in Washington, and one of the panelists was Charles McClam, the CIO at Agriculture, and he's described how they're rolling out iPads all over the department, different units, for their field workers who do censuses of farms and crops and animals and so forth, all completely mobile and in faraway places where there may not be so much great connectivity.
I think what you're seeing is agencies that can see, okay, for our mission, this mobile technology is much better. I mean, laptops were great, but could you imagine walking around a farm with a laptop? I mean, the iPad, the tablet computer makes so much sense. You'll see that in other areas, even law enforcement, you see that. But I think it's in those pockets still versus, you know, everyone is going to get an iPad or everyone's going to get a smartphone because there's still that, okay, what's the mission? I think that's the question that still agencies are asking themselves and trying to answer.
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Jason, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.